下个礼拜就是中国新年。
Next week is Chinese New Year.
所以在新年之前，主借这个机会再一次向我们说话。
I'm glad that we have another opportunity for the Lord to speak to us before the Chinese New Year.
我们先看几处经文。
We'll read a few passages together.
第一处我们看约翰福音十五章的十五节。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.Verse 15.
约翰福音十五章的十五节。
John 15:15.
以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的，已经都告诉你们了。
No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing.But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
好，我们再看约翰福音，先看路加福音九章五十八节。
And then in Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 58.
路加福音九章五十八节。
Luke 9:58.
主耶稣把我们当成他的朋友。所以他在福音书里面，他将他内心的一个感受，他在很多的地方就告诉我们。所以这里这一节九章五十八节就讲到主心里面的一个感受哈。
The Lord Jesus considers us as friends. So in many places in the Bible, he really speaks of what is on his heart, just like in this verse here.
九章五十八节。耶稣说湖里有洞天空的飞鸟有窝只是人子没有枕头的地方
And Jesus said to him The foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests But the son of man has nowhere to lay his head
好我们再翻到约翰福音十二章第八节
Let's turn back to the Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 8
约翰福音十二章第八节
John 12:8
因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。
For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me.
好，我们读经就暂时要停在这里。
And these are just the passages we'll read today.
有人说，在家靠父母，出门要靠朋友。
There's a saying that says when you're at home, you depend on your parents, but when you're traveling afar, you want to depend on friends.
所以朋友在我们一生的当中占有非常重要的分量。
So friends is a huge component of our lives.
有人说如果你这一生有许多的好朋友这些好朋友就成了你的补药。
Some say that a friend could be a good medicine to you if you have a lot of good friends in your life.
因为他在各方面都能帮助我们。
Because they're helpful to us in all ways.
但是相反的说如果一个人没有朋友的话
But on the contrary, if one does not have any friends,
这个人是非常的孤单，非常的寂寞，也是非常让人同情的。
Then you find someone who is very lonely and very sad, and others would feel pity for him.
那基本上来讲呢，我们可以把朋友呢分成三类。
In general, we have three categories of friends.
就好像生日蛋糕一样的，有三层。
Just like a cake, maybe there are three layers to it.
最下面的那一层啊，也是最多的最大的那一层
The bottom layer, the base, which is the biggest portion of the cake
我把它称为是普通的朋友
These are just ordinary friends
那到了上面第二层的上面第二层
And the middle level, the middle layer
就比较稍微小一点了
It's a little smaller than the base layer
我把它称为是好朋友
These are your good friends
那到了第三层呢那是更小的
When you come to the top layer, the smallest part,
我把它称为知心的朋友。
These are your heartfelt friends.
好，那什么是普通的朋友呢
？So what is a regular ordinary friend?
就是你当你认识一个新的啊一个人，你刚刚认识他。
Say you've just met somebody.
你们在一起就互相介绍一下。
And you've been introduced.
他知道。你也知道他。
You get to know each other's names.
有时候呢，你们可以在碰到面呢，打打招呼，寒暄寒暄。
And if you run into each other, you say hi, you chat a few words.
那也可以 说说天气，说说风景。
You talk about the weather, you talk about the scenery.
但是呢，不能够深入。
But there's no deeper understanding.
为什么呢？因为你刚刚认识，你了解的有限。
Because he's new to you, he's a new friend. You only know him that much.
所以这就是我们一般说是普通的朋友。
So this is a regular and ordinary friend.
好。当你有了很多的普通的朋友的时候，可能你在这些朋友里面，因着你们有共同的背景，或者共同的经历，共同的理想，共同的目标，共同的语言，那你们在经过一段时间以后呢，你们会因着你们有很多相同的地方，或者说你们有共同的兴趣，共同的嗜好，那就因着这些相同点呢，让你们有一段时间接触以后呢，就慢慢了解的就更多了。
So, among your large pool of regular friends, perhaps there's some among them that have similar backgrounds, similar experiences as you, or similar interests, or similar hobbies, or similarity in the languages that you speak, then you develop a deeper relationship with.
然后呢，你们可能就成为一个好朋友。
And that person becomes your good friend.
在这个层次上面呢，你们可以有很多的交通。
And on that level, you can have a deeper communication.
可以分享一些很多你的经历，
you can
你的观点。
You can fellowship with each other, your experiences and your points of views.
但是你也可以，因着你们这样子的认识，你们可以在很多的事情上互相帮助。
And because you have this kind of relationship with each other, you can help one another.
但是到了第三层，所谓知心的朋友，到底是什么一回事呢？
So when do you get to be a heartfelt friend with somebody?
到第三层的时候啊，那就是非常深入的交通了。
It's a much deeper fellowship.
这通常来说是非常困难的。
It's a difficult thing to find.
可以这么说，你有时候可能有一些好的朋友跟你一同度过这一生，但是不见得他们能够成为你知心的朋友。
You could have a group of good friends that they've been friends all your life, but they may not be your heartfelt friends.
所以又有人说，如果你在这一生里面，你能够有一位或者是两位知心的朋友的话，你这一生就活得值得了，没有什么遗憾。
So I have heard people say that if you go through this life with just one or two heartfelt friends, then you have not lived your life in vain.
那我们现在就来思想一下，什么是知心的朋友。
So let's think about what is a heartfelt friend.
在知心的朋友，第一点，我在想是一定你们两个人当中有一个灵里面的默契。
First point, I think between heartfelt friends, there must be a mutual spiritual understanding.
这个灵里面的默契呢，是因为你们互相了解，而且建立在一个互信、互相关爱的一个基础上面。
It's this mutual spiritual understanding. It's built on a mutual understanding, the foundation of mutual understanding.
在一方面来讲，因为你们有这样的相处，有这样的相信，有这样的关怀，你们有这个可能成为一个知心的朋友。
On one hand, you have to have a certain level of care and trust among each other, so that you can become a heartfelt friend.
但是从另外一方面来讲，这种默契是可遇而不可求的。
On the other hand, this kind of mutual understanding of each other is something that you can experience, but you can't ask for.
就好像我们讲的，叫来电。
Just like having electricity, or having chemistry with someone.
如果你跟另外一位没有这样的默契的话，虽然你们知道的很多，但是还是不容易成为一个知心的朋友。
If you don't have chemistry with someone, even though you know that person very well, you will not become heartfelt friends.
这是讲到第一点，讲到一个灵里面的默契。
So、
一方面要建立在互信而且互相关怀的基础上，那另外一方面呢，又是可遇而不可求的。
So this is the first point, to have a mutual understanding in a spirit. So on one hand, it has to be built on mutual trust and care. On the other hand, it is also based on chemistry.
那第二点呢，讲到知心的朋友呢，是有一方或是双方，双方面一定要在 灵里面他愿意邀请你进入他的一个内心世界。
The second point of becoming a heartfelt friend, you must have both people willing to invite the other person into their inner world.
我们一个人在世界上啊，我们可以说有两个世界，一个是外面的世界，一个是内心的世界。
So for each one of us, we have two worlds. One is the outside world, one is our inner world.
外面的世界是我们大家都可以看得到，也可以能够领会的。
And the outside world is something we can all see and we all experience.
比如说一个人的他的个性
like a person's personality
他的学问
or a person's education
他的职业
or a person's career
他的地位
his position
他的嗜好
his hobbies
这是我们外面可以看得到的
these are things about a person that you can see
而且是每一个人都津津乐道的一件事情
it's something that everybody knows about
我们常常讲这都是好的事情我们常常愿意告诉我们的朋友
These are things that we want to share with our friends.
但是我们还有个内心的世界
But each one of us also have an inner world.
这内心的世界就讲到一个人内心里面的感受
This inner world is our own individual feelings.
他的委屈
Or his own sadnesses.
他的心里面的苦闷
Or some bitterness or depressions he have inside.
他心里面的一个挣扎
Or a struggle someone is facing.
他心里面的一个忧伤
Or a sadness, a sorrow.
这就是这个人他心里面的这个世界我们一般来讲我们不太容易去告诉别人
This is a person's inner world that you may not tell people.
我们都愿意隐藏在自己的心里面
We want to hide these things in our own hearts.
因为这好像我们一般来看这是一个人的软弱一个人的失败
Because these things appear to be a weakness or a failure
所以我们除非你是一个真心的朋友不然的话我们这个内心的世界多半的时间是关闭的
Unless you have a heartfelt friend that you can share these things with these inner worlds are usually shut to most people
一直等到有一天你找到了一位知心的朋友你愿意把你心灵这个内心的世界打开然后请他进来与你一起来经历这样的一个感觉
Until one day you've met a heartfelt friend you're willing to open up your heart and let him enter it and know all the things that's going on inside you
因为我们在外面的世界一般来说比较风光
The outside world looks pretty glamorous
让人羡慕
People may even admire you.
就是说好像我们人的本性都喜欢人把好的一面让别人来看。
It's a very much a human nature because you want to present your best picture.
说给别人来听。
You want to tell people the best things about yourself.
但是内心的世界我们就很难去与别人分享。
But it's very hard for you to open up your inner world to others.
第三点。我们讲到知心的朋友就是一个能够同心同行的朋友
The third point about a heartfelt friend is someone who is willing to walk with you with one heart
他能够了解你
He understands you
虽然在他的身上你并不能找到答案但是他能够了解你
Even though he may not always be able to provide you with an answer but he understands you
他也愿意有这样的负担有这样的关心他愿意跟你一起走这一段人生的路
And he's willing to take up this burden of yours and walk with you through this period
他把你内心的感受成为他的感受
He takes upon your inner feelings upon his own
就是我们在圣经里面看到的与欢乐的人同欢喜与哀伤的人同哀伤
Just like the Bible says you weep with those who weep and you feel joyful with those who feel joyful.
如果我们了解这三个知心朋友的一个内涵的时候我们就可以来观察我们什么时候知道我们有一位知心的朋友。
So now that you've understood these three components of a heartfelt friend, then you can examine around you when you have found that heartfelt friend.
比方说你有一个很要好的朋友。
For example, you've got a good friend.
他跟你相处了许多许多年
He's known you for many years
彼此都有很深 刻的交通，很深刻的认识。
You've had some deep fellowship with each other.
他的外面的每一样东西都是你所羡慕的。
Everything he has in the outward world is something that you admire.
他有好的学问。
He has a good
education,
a good job.
有好的家庭。
A good family.
有好的社会地位。
A good social status.
他有好的外表。
He looks great on the outside.
都让你羡慕。
Everything he has, you admire.
但是有一天，他相信你，他相信你在关怀他。
But one day he so trusts you and he knows that you care about him.
他跟你也有相当的一个默契。
And he has a certain level of mutual understanding with you.
他邀请你进入他的内心世界。
He then invited you into his inner world.
他愿意把他心中的苦闷。心中的委屈，心中的挣扎，他与你分享。
He's willing to open up to you and share with you the bitterness and sadness that he has inside.
他只希望你坐在他旁边，面对面，静静的听。
He only wants you to sit with him and to hear him out.
他可能不期望你一定要给他什么答案。
He doesn't necessarily want an answer from you.
或者是说告诉他应该这么做，应该那么做。
Or to give him advice.
也许在那个时候，他心里面已经早有答案了。
Perhaps he already knows what to do.
他所要的就是你能够了解他。
What he wants is for someone to understand him.
你能够很有耐心的、很有爱心的，慢慢听他说他心内心的世界。
To have someone hear him out about his inner world patiently and lovingly.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他希望你能够与他同心同行。
He hopes that you would walk with him through this period of time with one heart.
当你有遇到这样情况的时候
，So when that situation happens,
你晓得你大概已经找到一位知心的朋友了。
You know that you found a heartfelt friend.
我们知道，我们刚刚讲到，我们有三类的朋友，我们有普通的朋友，有好的朋友。也许我们有知心的朋友。
Earlier I said that there are three categories of friends. You have some regular friends, you have some good friends, and perhaps you have one or two heartfelt friends.
有时候我们想起来，人也是很奇妙的哈。
Sometimes we think that people are just so interesting.
不是我们奇妙，是因为神他奇妙，他造我们，所以我们变得奇妙。
Not because we're interesting, but God is a mysterious God. He's created us in this mysterious, interesting way.
当我们有很多的普通的朋友的时候，我们心里面并不满足。
When we have a lot of regular friends, our hearts are not satisfied.
我们不会说哦，我有了普通朋友，我就很高兴了。
You don't say, well, I have all these regular friends. I'm happy. I'm good.
在你内心的心深处，你一定想说啊，如果他们能成为我的好朋友，那多好呢。
In your heart, you have this desire for these people to become good friends of yours.
好，当你们相处一段时间以后，你们很有幸的成为了好朋友。
So fortunately, you've spent time with these friends, and they do eventually become your good friends.
这个时候其实心里面还是不满足。
Then you still don't feel quite satisfied.
因为你虽然有好的朋友，你可以谈心，可以谈这个谈那个，但是好像就是缺少那么一点点。
Because even though you can talk to your good friends about whatever things, there is still something lacking.
你在内心的深处总是渴望有一位。能够得到一位知心的朋友。
In the depth of your hearts, you want to have and find a good heartfelt friend.
真正能够了解你。
Someone who truly understands you.
真正能够体会你的感觉。
Someone who truly cares about your feelings.
为什么我们会这样有这样的好像想法呢
？Why do we have such a need?
其实答案是因为我们的主他渴望有一位知心的朋友。
The answer is, our Lord also desires and wants a heartfelt friend.
因为我们都是他所造的。
We are His creation.
他照着他的样式和他的形象来造我们。
Created according to His own image and likeness.
因为我们的主他希望有一位知心的朋友，所以他把这个渴望在造我们的时候已经放在我们的心里面了。
Because our Lord Himself wants and desires a heartfelt friend, He puts the same desire in us when He created us.
所以我们才会有这样的感觉，觉得普通的朋友我们不满足，好的朋友我们也不满足， 一直到有一天我们能够找到知心的朋友
that is
我们才有安息
That is why we're not satisfied we don't find rested until we find that one heartfelt friend
那我们比如说、哦、我们看到在旧约里面我们就有这样的例子那我们晓得神从旧约一直到新约神一直在找知心的朋友
You find these examples in the Old Testament how the Lord is always looking for a friend
我们在旧约里面我们举三个人我们可以来看一看他们怎么样成为主知心的朋友
There are three people that we'll look at as examples of how they become a heartfelt friend of our Lord
第一我们就以亚伯拉罕做一个例子
The first person is Abraham
因为他的信心感动了他的主
Because Abraham's faith touched God
他们在灵里面有非常深的默契
They have a mutual understanding in the spirit
所以在创世纪十八章里面有这样的记载
So in Genesis 18 there is this recording
主耶和华说我所要行的事情岂能瞒住亚伯拉罕呢
The Lord God said the things I will do how can I keep it from Abraham
他要做什么事情他觉得在内心里面觉得我不能不告诉亚伯拉罕
So the Lord feels that he doesn't want to hide things from Abraham the things he wants to do
别人我可以不说我把这个我想做的事隐藏在心里面但是我面对亚伯拉罕我不能这么做
To others God may hide what he wants to do but he does not want to hide from Abraham
在他心里面有两件事情他不能隐瞒亚伯拉罕
There are two things in God's heart he does not want to hide from Abraham
在那个时候他一件就是说他要亚伯拉罕成为大国
One is that he will make Abraham a great nation
万国都要因他得福
That all the nations would be blessed because of him
第二件事情
The second thing is
因为我们的主在那个时候知道索多玛俄摩拉的他们的犯罪已经到了一个不能够容忍的地步。
At the time, our Lord knows that the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah has reached the point that he cannot tolerate anymore.
所以我们的主在他心里面他是想要把俄摩拉跟索多玛给灭掉。
So in his heart, our Lord has a desire to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以这个时候亚伯拉罕他为了他的名亚伯拉罕对主说他说如果城里面有义人有五十位义人你也要把这个城毁灭吗
So Abraham at the time spoke to God and said if you can find 50 righteous people within the towns will you still destroy it
他在灵里面他知道神的公义
In his own spirit Abraham knows God is righteous
他又知道神实在是舍不得要毁灭这个城。
And he knows that God feels sad about destroying these two cities.
所以亚伯拉罕就对神对主怎么说呢
So Abraham begins to converse with God.
说那义人跟那个恶人都要被杀那个义人和那个恶人都要得到同样的待遇他说在你不是你所行的。
So he asked God, should the righteous and the wicked be treated the same? Is that, do you deal righteously in that way?
你是审判全地的主。
You are God who judges the earth.
岂可不照着你的公义呢?
Can you not, should you not judge it according to your righteousness?
所以他了解他的主。城里面如果有义人的话,其实他的主还是顾念的。
He knows that even if he can find a few righteous people within these towns, the Lord cares about them.
所以连亚伯拉罕自己都说，他说我是像灰一样的，像灰尘一样的，但我也敢与我们的主谈话。
So Abraham said that he will venture to speak to the Lord, although he is just like dust and ashes.
他为什么敢？
Why? How is it that he dared to speak to God?
因为他是 主知心的朋友。
Because he is a heartfelt friend of God's.
在这件事情上，他要去争。
He wants to negotiate with God on this one matter.
所以他就跟他的主，从五十个义人，他说如果有四十个，有三十个，有二十个，如果有十个的话。你是不是还是要灭这个城
？So he negotiated with God. He started with 50 righteous in the city, and then down to 40, down to 30, down to 20, and then he asked, if there are 10 righteous people in the city, will you then destroy it?
所以这件故事给我们看见，我们的主与亚伯拉罕是一个知心的朋友。
So in this story, it shows us that our Lord and Abraham are heartfelt friends.
他能够摸到主的心。
Abraham was able to touch the heart of God.
在同一个原则之下，我们看第二个人就是摩西。
In the same principle, the second person we will look at is Moses.
我们记得在西乃山，当神把他的子民从埃及带出来，带到旷野，来到西乃山的时候，他们不是去拜那个金牛犊，是吧？
Remember when the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt, he brought them to the foot of Mount Sinai, and they began to worship an idol.
为了这件事情，我们的主实在是心里面，他用了一个字叫烈怒，是愤怒到极点。
But our Lord was exceedingly angry at this matter.
他在出埃及记三十二章里面，耶和华对摩西说，他说。这些老百姓啊，真是应着景象的老百姓。
The Lord said to Moses in Exodus 32 that these people are stiff-necked people.
我要对他们发烈怒，把他们从在这个旷野里面把他们灭除。
His great wrath will come down onto these people, and he will smite them all.
我把亚伯拉罕的后裔通通灭了，然后从你摩西。的后裔里面再兴起来。
He will destroy all of the offsprings of Abraham. He will rise a great nation out of Moses.
在三十三章里面说到，我们的主跟摩西谈话的时候，他说，他跟摩西谈话是像人与朋友谈话一样，面对面的谈话。
And in chapter 33, it said that when the Lord spoke to Moses, it was like friends conversing with each other. They were speaking to each other face to face.
这面对面不容易。
It's hard to speak to God face to face.
就是他们能够在灵里面，他们有交通。
That means that they have a fellowship in a spirit.
他们可以把内心所有的感觉都能够分享。
They can share feelings, inner feelings with each other.
所以摩西他有这样的把握，当神说要把这些子民从这个地上消灭的时候，这个时候摩西他有这样下面的回答。
So that Moses have an assurance when he answered God, when God said he will smite all of Abraham's descendants.
他说：“你为什么要把这些人从埃及领出来，而现在要对他们发烈怒呢？”
So Moses said to God, "Why is it then you let these people out of Egypt if you are to destroy them?"
你为什么？要让埃及人议论说，你看你把他们从埃及带出来，现在要在这山上把他们杀掉，要在这个地上把他们灭绝。
You don't want the Egyptians to say that God brought these people out just to destroy them by Mount Sinai.
他说我求你要纪念亚伯拉罕，要纪念雅各，要纪念以撒。
He reminded God to remember Abraham, to remember Isaac, and to remember Jacob. Because God, you established a covenant with these people.
你说你要他的后裔像天上的星、海边的沙那么多。
You told Abraham that his descendants will be as vast as the stars in the sky and sand on the shore.
你说他们要因亚伯拉罕成为大国。万国还要因他得福。
He said that they will become a great nation from Abraham, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed because of them.
你说你要跟他们立约，要让他们给他们这个应许之地，要带他们进入迦南。
You said in your covenant that you will bring them into a promised land.
那意思就是说， 难道你不纪念这些约，你就要把他们毁灭在这个地上吗？
So he's reminding God, do you not remember the promises and the covenants you made with them?
当摩西对神这么说的时候，我们看到圣经告诉我们，神就后悔。
So when Moses said these things to God, you will see in the Bible that God turned back his anger.
然后他就不再把这个烈怒加在这些人的身上。
He did not cause his wrath to come down on the people.
然后继续带领他们从西乃山往前面走。
He continued to lead them all the way from Sinai.
所以我们在这件故事上，我们就看见摩西他跟主耶和华是知心的朋友。
So in this story, you can see that Moses was a heartfelt friend of God's.
他了解主的想法。
He understands how God thinks.
他知道主讲这个话的时候，实在是讲的气话。
He knows that when God was saying that he wants to destroy the Israelites, he was speaking at the height of his anger.
他实在是不愿意把他们毁灭。
He knows that God does not want to destroy the Israelites.
如果神要存心要毁灭他们的话，为什么当初要把他们花了那么大的力气把他们从埃及带出来呢？
If God really wanted to destroy them, why then did he go through all the trouble of leading them out of Egypt?
我们第三个人，我们看大卫。
The third person we'll look at is David.
主自己说大卫是合我心意的。
The Lord himself said that David was a man after his own heart.
大卫他能够摸到神的心，成为神知心的朋友。
David was a man who really was able to touch the heart of God and become a heartfelt friend of God's.
他说在诗篇里面，他说献祭不是你喜欢的。
In Psalm, he said that sacrifices is not what you have desired.
祭物也不是你喜欢的。
Nor is offering.
你真正要的是听话的耳朵。
What you truly want is an ear who hears you.
所以我们知道神实在是要我们，他心里面是要我们听他的话。
So he knows God, what God really wants is someone who listens to him.
不是我们所献的祭物。
Not so much the offerings.
第二件事情，大卫他自己在苦难里面，他能够从他自己的苦难来经历到神的苦难。
Secondly, through David's own hardships that he experienced, he was able to feel God's hardship.
当大卫做王的时候，登基的时候
，So then when David became when he became king，
他想到神的约柜还在外地。
He remembered that the Ark of the Covenant is still somewhere in a forest。
他看重神的约柜。
And he has such a high regard for the Ark of the Covenant。
所以他在诗篇里面说，他说如果我每天过得好的日子。我不能够上床，我也不能够睡觉，一直到有一天，我为主能够找到安息的地方。
So in Psalm, he said, I cannot lay my head on my pillow and fall asleep until one day I find a resting place for my Lord.
所以他登基第一件事情就是把约柜找回来。
So one of the first things he did after he became king was to bring back the Ark of the Covenant.
所以从这两件事情上，他摸到了神的心。
So in these two things that David did, he really touched the heart of God.
所以神说他是合我心意的。
That's why God said David was a man after his own heart.
在旧约是这样，神在找他知心的朋友，神到新约一直还在找他知心的朋友。
In the Old Testament time, God is looking for heartfelt friends of his. In the New Testament time, he is still looking.
神也渴望做我们知心的朋友。
And the Lord desires to be our friend.
在我们的印象里面，
In our impressions,
神是创造宇宙万物的主。
We think of God as the creator.
他是大能的主。
We think of him as the almighty God.
他有荣耀。
That he is glorious.
他是全丰全足的主。
He's all sufficient.
他又是公义的主。
And he is righteous and just.
他的审判又是那么严厉的主。
And he has severe judgments.
在我们想，我们哪敢跟他做朋友啊。
In our thoughts, we dare not be his friend.
而且就是我们敢，我们也不配做他的朋友。
Even if we want to or dare to be his friend, we're not worthy to be called his friend.
但是这是我们在外面所看见的。
But this is just what we see on the outside.
但是如果我们有一天神把他的心意向我们敞开的时候
But if one day God opens his heart to us,
我们进入他的内心世界
We enter into God's inner world,
我们可以看到神他心里面其实蛮柔和的
We can see that God's heart is actually very soft.
他愿意渴望做我们的朋友
He really desires to be our friend.
而且做知心的朋友
And to be a heartfelt friend.
他也愿意我们做他知心的朋友。
And he wants us to be his heartfelt friends.
所以我们如果从新约里面我们能够看我们会看出一幅图画出来。
So from the New Testament, we can see this picture.
我们从四个方面来思想。
From four different aspects.
第一方面讲到主的爱和他的怜悯。
First aspect is the love and mercy of God.
你看主他刚刚说了他是创造宇宙万物的主
Earlier I said that our God is the creator
他有天上的荣耀
He has heavenly glory
但他为了想到我们的需要他自己降卑到这个地上来做人
But he cares so much about us He came into this world to become a man
而且来做仆人
To become a servant
做谁的仆人
To become whose servant
他做我们的仆人
He became men's servant
他说我来到这个地上我不是来受人的服侍，我是来服侍人的。
He said, "I came into this world not to be served, but to serve."
他先把自己从神的地位降到一个人的地位，与我们平起平坐。
He first lowered himself from the status of God to a man, so that we can be on the same level.
他用这样的态度、这样的姿态与我们做朋友。
And he wants to be friends with us with that attitude.
我们在约翰福音里面也看到这样的事。
And we can see this in the Gospel of John.
当那个淫妇被抓到主耶稣的面前的时候，这些法利赛人、这些文士要用石头把他打死。
When the adulterous woman was caught in the act, the people want to stone her to death.
当主的怜悯临到他身上的时候，主就化解了这个危机。
When Jesus' mercy came upon them, he dissolved this crisis.
当这些文士、法利赛人离开的时候，我们的主对这个行淫的妇人说了这样的话。
When the scribes and Pharisees left the scene, Jesus said this to the woman.
他说这些人到哪去了
？He asked the woman, "Where did they go?"
他们没有定你的罪吗
？Did they not condemn you?
那妇人说没有。
And the woman said no.
主说。我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either.
去吧，以后不要再犯罪了。
Go and from now on, sin no more.
最有资格定罪的主，他说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus was the only one who was able to condemn anybody, yet he did not condemn her.
那些没有资格定罪的，反而要用石头把这个妇人打死。
Those who had no place to judge others wanted to stone her.
我们看见我们的主是这样的有怜悯
So you see how our God is full of mercy
我们再看玛利亚她有个弟弟拿撒路不是因为病了后来死了吗
Remember this other story Lazarus the brother of Mary was sick and he died
当耶稣来到他们玛利亚面前的时候
When Jesus went to the town
玛利亚心里面有不少的委屈
Mary is very upset
也有一点点不太满意我们的主
and a little unhappy with Jesus
她说你如果早来的话
She said if you had come sooner
我的弟弟不会死
My brother would not be dead
玛利亚很难过在那哭
And she was very upset and she was crying
非常的伤心
Very very sad
跟玛利亚在一起的那些犹太人也在哭
And the Jews who were with her, who were in the town, were weeping with her.
耶稣知道他们心里面忧伤
And Jesus knows how sad they felt.
就说他现在在哪里
And he asked, where is he?
玛利亚就领耶稣到坟墓
And Mary led Jesus to the tomb.
圣经记载耶稣哭了
The Bible has this verse that says Jesus wept.
耶稣真是体会人的感觉。
Jesus cares about people's feelings.
他没有责怪玛利亚。
He did not rebuke Mary.
他能够体会玛利亚内心的伤痛。
He knew the sadness Mary felt inside.
当玛利亚哭的时候，耶稣也哭了。
So when Mary wept, Jesus also wept.
还有，我们在圣经里看到，约翰福音看到，耶稣要离开地上的时候。
Another thing we see in the Gospel of John, just before Jesus left the world.
他的门徒心里面都没有平安。
And all of his disciples felt troubled.
在约翰福音十四章，主对他的门徒说。
In John chapter 14, Jesus said to his disciples.
他说我马上要离开你们。
He said, I'm about to leave you.
我要把我的平安赐给你们。
But my peace I leave with you.
这个平安不是世界上给你们的。
This peace is not as the world can give you.
我就是平安。
I am peace.
我把我的平安赐给你们。
And I give you my peace.
你们不用再忧伤，也不要再恐惧。
You no longer need to be fearful or to be sad.
主能够体贴门徒的心。
Our Lord Jesus knows how the disciples felt.
所以我们在第一方面看到主的爱和主的怜悯。
So on one aspect, we see and we experience the love and mercy of our Lord.
我们第二方面看到主他内心的一个感觉。
Second aspect, we can see our Lord's inner feelings.
我们刚刚看到路加福音说，天空有鸟，狐狸有窝，但是人子到地上来，没有枕头的地方。
Earlier we read in Luke that Jesus said the foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
讲到鸟的窝，讲到狐狸的洞，讲到地上的枕头。
He talked about foxes having holes to sleep in and birds have nests to sleep in.But there's no place for him to put his head.
都是讲到一个人的安息，讲到居所。
He's talking about a resting place.
但是什么人没有住处呢？没有安息的。
So who does not have a place to live, cannot find rest?
都是穷人。
The poor.
可怜的。
The sad ones.
所以主说，天空的鸟，它有。他的鸟巢，地上的狐狸他有他的洞，但是人到这个地上来没有枕头的地方。
That's why Jesus said, even the birds have nests to sleep in, and foxes have holes to sleep in, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest.
我们的主是全丰全足的主。
Our Lord is all sufficient.
他因着我们，他从富足变为贫穷。
But for our sake, he went from rich to poor.
我们的主原来是荣华富贵的，在天上，他现在到地上来变成穷人。
Our Lord in heaven is full of riches and full of glory, yet when he's on earth, he became a poor person.
同样在福音书里面讲到，当玛利亚不是把玉瓶的香膏打破了抹在主的身上，有人说，为什么不拿这个钱去救济穷人呢？
Another story in the New Testament is when Mary broke her alabaster jar of perfume and poured on Jesus, and she was rebuked. Some said, "Why do you not spend that money on the poor?"
主听到这样的话，他知道他在地上就好像穷人一样。
And when Jesus heard this word, he knows that he feels like a poor.
因为他没有安息，没有居处。
Because he has no resting place.
当人家说要把这个钱救济穷人的时候
，When he heard someone mention this money should go to the poor.
主把他内心里面的感受又说出来了。
Jesus said a heartfelt word.
他说：“有穷人常与你们同在，但是你们心里面不常有我。”
He said that you always have the poor with you, but you may not always have me.
如果我在你们当中也是穷人的话，但是你们顾念的是其他的穷人，因为你们心里面不常有我。
He felt that they cared about other poor in the world, but they did not care about him.
主他在谈话里面，他有时候就把他内心的世界向我们打开。
In Jesus' words, sometimes you can see his inner heart.
我们在看主耶稣上十字架的时候
，And when he was going onto the cross,
在约翰福音里面记载。
And this is recording in John.
他说，我现在心里面难受。
He said, I felt sorrowful inside.
我忧伤。
That I have sorrow inside.
我说什么才好呢?
What should I say?
父啊,救我脱离这个时间。
He asked for the Father to save him from this time.
但我原是为这个时候来的。
But he realizes he came just for this very time.
你看这样子的话,我们能够体会到主他心里面的一个挣扎。一个无奈。
In these words, we feel a struggle in Jesus' heart.
他向父祷告说，他说，我现在心里面忧伤。
He prays to the Father that he's feeling sorrowful inside.
我说什么好呢？
What should I say?
他求主让他脱离这个时间，脱离这个时候。
He asked the Father to save him from this.
这是什么时候？
What time is this?
这是要上十字架的时候。
This is the time for him to go on the cross.
如果他的父能够把他脱离救他脱离这一段时间的话他用不着受这个苦
If the father can save him from this time that he would not have to go through the pain
但是他同时他又心里面想到我就是为这个时间来的
But at the same time he realizes that he came for this
time 这是父的旨意要他在这个时间来到这个地上
It's the father's will that he comes into this world for this very time
所以他内心里面的挣扎一方面要求父让他脱离这个时间
So he has a struggle inside On one hand he wants the father to save him from this
另外他又知道他是为这个时间来的
On the other hand he knows that he came for this
我们可以想象主他心里面的挣扎心里面的无奈
So you can almost imagine the struggle he was going through
这是他要上十字架的时候
So this was just before he went on the cross
后面当他在十字架上的时候
And then while he was on the cross
在马可福音里面记载他说神啊你为什么离弃我
This was recording Mark he calledout to God, why have you forsaken me?
他向他的父神求你为什么在这么时候要离弃我
He asked his father why he was left behind at this time.
父神没有回答
The father did not answer.
没有回答他这样心中的一个呐喊
He did not respond to Jesus' cry.
在英文里面用的字叫 shout.
In English version says Jesus shouted out.
心里面大声的喊
He cried out.
我们的父神没有给他一个回答。
But God the Father did not respond.
但是我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都知道这个答案。
But all of us know the answer.
我们今天可以回答。
We can answer this today.
我们这个时候可以回答。
We can answer now.
主啊，你是因为担负了我们的罪，所以父神要离开你。
You were left behind by the Father for a time because you were bearing our sins.
这是我们讲到我们的主在地上的时候他内心里面的一个感受
So this, in this story we can also see an inner feeling of our Lord
第三我们从主当我们是他的朋友这一方面来看
The third aspect we can see that our Lord wants us to be his friends
我们刚刚念的约翰福音15章15节
Earlier we read in John 15:15
他说从今以后我不再称你们为仆人
He said no longer do I call you slaves
因为仆人不知道主人所行的事
For the slave does not know what his master is doing
但我要称你们为朋友
But I have called you friends
因为父神所告诉我的我都已经告诉你们了
For all things that I have heard from my father I have made known to you
他把我们当成他朋友
He has considered us his friends
而且这个是知心的朋友
And these are heartfelt friends.
因为他把父神所听到的每一句话他都告诉了我们
Because he has made known to us everything the Father has said.
他要所行的他也让我们知道
And he also has let us know what he will do.
因为他说我不再把你们当仆人因为仆人不知道主人所行的事
Because he doesn't call us slaves anymore for the slaves do not know what the masters are doing.
他把我们当成他知心的朋友。
He has called us his friends.
然后我们有看到主在逾越节的那天晚上。
And also in the Bible it says on the eve of Passover.
吃完晚饭以后。
After supper.
他弯下身来。
Jesus lowered himself.
他把自己谦卑在门徒的面前。
He humbled himself before the disciples.
他为他们洗脚。
And he washed their feet.
他说 起脚，你才能与我有份。
He said, "Only will you if you allow me to wash your feet, then you'll have a part with me."
这个有份就是跟他是一个联合。
To have part with Jesus means to unite with Jesus.
跟他的生命联合。
To unite with his life.
跟他的国度联合。
To unite with his kingdom.
跟他的家联合。
To unite with his house.
所以他愿意把自己降卑，他替门徒洗脚，让门徒成为他的朋友。能够他愿意与他们一起联合。
So he's willing to humble himself and wash the disciples' feet so that the disciples can have part with him.
当主离开地上的时候
，And when Jesus left the earth,
他说：“我还有好多话要对你们说。
”He said, "I have many things to say to you."
但是你们现在不能担待。
But you cannot bear them now.
主知道我们能够理解多少。
So Jesus knows how much we can bear, how much we can understand.
他有很多话，他愿意跟我们讲，可能我们不能够明白。
He has lots to say to us, but we may not understand.
他说，我就求父，差派圣灵来到你们当中。
Then he asked the Father to send the Spirit of Truth.
因为真理的圣灵来了以后，就要带领你们进入一切的真理。
So when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide us into all truth.
就是那将来的事情都要告诉我们。
Even of the things of the future, he will tell us.
就是在圣经里面告诉我，圣灵能够渗透万事。
The Spirit will know all things.
甚至就是主的奥秘，他是也要借着圣灵告诉我们。
Even the mysteries of the Lord, he will speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
神真是对我们没有隐藏。
God has hidden nothing from us.
他在我们身上没有保留。
He has held nothing back from us.
他把他的内心的所想到的，他都愿意告诉我们。
He has disclosed all that his heart felt to us.
最后我们看第四个方面，主还要与我们同心同行。
The fourth aspect of the Lord being a heartfelt friend is that he will walk with us with one heart.
在福音书约翰福音说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And also in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I'm the vine, and you are the branches."
我愿常在你们里面，我常常在你们里面。
He's willing to abide with us.
你们也常常在我里面。
And us abiding in Him.
所以主他用他自己与我们联合。
The Lord has united Himself with us.
他与我们同心。
And he wants to have one heart with us.
他还要与我们同行。
And he wants to walk with us.
怎么同行呢？
How will he walk with us?
我们常在他里面，他也常在我们里面。
If we abide in him and he in us.
不分彼此。
There's no you and me.
第二。
Secondly.
主把他自己的话留给我们。
He has left us his word.
他说我的话就是脚前的灯，路上的光。
His word is a lamp upon our feet and light on our path.
他用他的话与我们同行。
With his word, we can walk with him.
他怕我们看不清楚。
He's afraid that we may not see very clearly.
他怕我们走迷失。
He's afraid that we may get lost.
他怕我们在黑暗里面摸不到头。
He's afraid that we get lost in the dark.
所以他说，我的话是你脚前的灯。路上的光。
That's why he said, "My word is a lamp upon your feet and light on your path."
当我们走路的时候，我们脚前有灯，路上有光的时候，我们就可以放心的走了。
If we have a lamp by our feet and light on our path, then we can walk safely.
等一下我们要唱的诗歌，最后唱的诗歌，主要牵着我们的手，带我们一起走。
Our closing hymn in it says that Jesus will take our hand and walk with us.
主真是愿意。我们成为他知心的朋友，他亲自带我们，与我们同心，与我们同行。
Our Lord wants us to be His heartfelt friend. He will walk with us with one heart.
我们刚刚讲到亚伯拉罕也好，讲到摩西也好，讲到大卫也好。
From our earlier examples, whether it be Abraham or Moses or David,
以至于新约的信这些圣徒也好
，or the disciples in the New Testament.
他们能够成为主知心的朋友，主也愿意成为他们知心的朋友。我们可以看见他们身上，让我们看见他们有的是忠心，有的是信心，有的是 贴主的心。
So in order for them to become heartfelt friends of the Lord, the Lord becoming their friend, you can see in their lives they had loyalty, they had faith, and they have a heart to want to know the Lord.
所以今天我们在座的，我们好刚刚说到，在我们灵里面的深处，我们实在是渴望能够找到一位知心的朋友。
Earlier I said that each of us have a desire deep in our hearts to find a heartfelt friend.
但是很可贵的，主他已经成为我们知心的朋友。
But indeed it's precious that our Lord has already become our heartfelt friend.
他不但愿意成为我们知心朋友，他也愿意我们能够成为他知心的朋友。
Not only does he want to be our heartfelt friend, he wants us to become his.
所以只要我们能够在他的爱里面，我们说我们愿意来跟随他，我愿意来听他的话，愿意在他的家里面敬忠，我们就能够成为主知心的朋友。
As long as we abide in him, are willing to listen to his words and walk with him, and to be faithful to him in his house, then we can be his heartfelt friend.
因为主他，这是他在创造我们的时候，造我们的时候，他已经把这个渴望放在我们每个人的心里面了。
Because when he created us, he already put that desire in our hearts.
他也自己在地上，他已经向我们做了这样的一个表态。
And he also has demonstrated that to us while he was on earth.
他不但口里说，
Not only did he say so,
他也做给我们看。
And he also did it.
他作为我们知心的朋友。
He has shown us how he will be our heartfelt friend.
当我们有这样的主做我们知心的朋友，我们的心里面就满足了。
When we have our Lord to be our heartfelt friend, then our hearts will be satisfied.
我们这一生再不会有遗憾。
When we no longer feel our life is lived in vain.
我们这一生就活得值得。
Then we have a meaning in this life.
如果主他愿意让我们在地上更能找到知心的朋友，能够一起祷告的，一起谈心的，那这是主给我们的福上的福。
It's such a blessing if the Lord allows you to find other people in this world that you can share your inner thoughts with and pray together with.
我们是主的家。
This is the house of God.
也是主身体的肢体。
We are all members of his body.
我们在相处的时候，我们要有这样的一个渴望。
As we deal with one another, we should have this desire.
我们不但是普通的朋友，我们要做一个好的朋友，我们更要成为一个知心的朋友。
That we're not just regular friends, we want to become good friends. Even more so, we want to become a heartfelt friend.
因为这是主他在我们每个人身上的一个心愿。
Because this is a desire that God has for us.
我想我们弟兄姐妹能够在这个时间有这个机会的时候，我们来认识主，能够成为他知心的朋友。
So I think this is a great opportunity for us to know the Lord, to become his heartfelt friend.
这个星期三是中国新年。
This Wednesday is Chinese New Year.
我在这里祝福每一个家庭，每一个个人在新的一年里面能够蒙主的恩更多。
And I just want to say to each person and each family that you be even more blessed by the Lord in this new year.
能够有一个更喜乐的心。
To have a more joyful heart.
能够在今年里面一方面成为主知心的朋友，也能够找到弟兄姐妹成为你知心的朋友。
In this year, you may find yourself a heartfelt friend of the Lord's and also find a heartfelt friend among your brothers and sisters.
好。